Well, the Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity in Alabama has officially launched, and according to Alabama Ag Commissioner John McMillan,
I hope it means to our state the opportunity for increased collaboration by all of us who are interested in seeing more production and more smaller producers getting in the business of growing fruits and vegetables. And I think we've got great potential in that area in Alabama. Of course, this group is broader than that and looking at things like health care and community development and all of those sort of things, but I got a little more selfish interest.
And speaking of that interest, the consumer's interest in local produce is growing, making it an important part of the ag economy. As the commissioner says, he hopes the strike force will be helpful in addressing some of its challenges going forward.
You know, we've got a lot of issues. These smaller growers, for example, have just got to have irrigation. So there's a lot of issues that hopefully this collaboration is going to speed up at least the timeline on.
McMillan says the strike force will only strengthen the cooperation and collaboration of state and federal partners, which he notes will be essential to move Alabama agriculture forward.
We already have plenty of communication amongst ourselves at the state and federal level here in Alabama, but this is just another opportunity to have us working more closely together, which is what it's going to take in this day and time. We all know that the money's not going to keep pouring down from Washington, and it's certainly not going to come to the state level, so we're going to have to do more with less resources.
Which is why the commissioner encourages producers to take advantage of the strike force efforts.
This is a good time, if they've got interest, to get a hold of some of these state and federal organizations, and let's see what we can do.
And one of those organizations is the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama. For more information, visit your local NRCS field office or log on to al.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.